From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. Medical charity Doctors Without Borders says sustained bombing of its hospital in the northern Afghan city of Kunduz has killed 9 of its staff members and left 37 other people wounded. The group says the airstrikes continued for more than 30 minutes after American and Afghan military officials in Kabul and Washington were first informed. The U.S. military has acknowledged it conducted a pre-dawn airstrike in the area that may have caused collateral damage to a medical facility. A spokesman for U.S. forces in Afghanistan, Colonel Brian Tribus, says that individuals threatening the force were the target of an airstrike that took place at 2:15 a.m. local time Saturday. He said the strike may have resulted in collateral damage to a nearby medical facility and is under investigation. In a statement, Doctors Without Borders said MSF condemns in the strongest possible terms the horrific bombing of its hospital in Kunduz, full of staff and patients. It added that all parties, including Kabul and Washington, were informed of the hospital's location after fighting broke out in the city. Britain's defense minister says only 5% of Russia's airstrikes in Syria this week have targeted Islamic State extremists. In an interview with the Sun newspaper, Michael Fallon added that most of the Russian bombs have struck Syrian rebel groups, including the Western-backed Free Syrian Army, and civilians were killed. The assessment comes a day after U.S. President Barack Obama said the Syrian civil war is not going to become a proxy war between the U.S. and Russia as both countries conduct airstrikes on different groups inside Syria. This is VOA News. Nigerian officials say 15 people were killed and 41 were injured in explosions in two locations near the capital city of Abuja. The explosions Friday night happened in Nianya and Kuja, both satellite towns of Abuja. No group immediately claimed responsibility for the explosions, but the attack has attributes of others by homegrown extremist group Boko Haram. The attacks came a day after 4 suicide bombers blew themselves up in the city of Maiduguri, killing at least 14 people. Officials said 39 others were injured in the blasts late Thursday. U.S. officials in Oregon say a 26-year-old man accused of killing 9 people and wounding 7 others at a community college was a student in the class where the shooting rampage started. Federal investigators have linked 13 weapons to the lone gunman, Chris Harper Mercer, who went on a shooting rampage Thursday at Umpqua Community College in Roseburg. President Barack Obama wants the American people to press Congress to take some action on gun control reform.
This is a political choice that we make to allow this to happen every few months in America. We collectively are answerable to those families who lose their loved ones because of our inaction.
Police are planning to investigate the shooter's blog post to determine a motive. Witnesses to the rampage said the shooter was targeting Christians. Australian officials said Saturday the shooting death of a police official by a teenager in Sydney was likely politically motivated and appears to be an act of terrorism. The unidentified 15-year-old shot a New South Wales police finance worker in the back of the head at close range Friday outside a police station in a western Sydney suburb. The boy, who was killed in a subsequent shootout with police, has not been identified. Media reports suggest he is of an Iraqi Kurdish background and was born in Iran. Some reports said he shouted religious slogans before killing the official, who has been identified as Curtis Cheng, a 17-year veteran of the New South Wales police force. Iran is welcoming a plane carrying home the first group of Iranian pilgrims killed in last week's stampede during the annual Muslim Hajj pilgrimage in Saudi Arabia. President Hassan Rouhani joined several senior officials at a repatriation ceremony Saturday at the Tehran airport. Around 464 Iranians were killed in the stampede, which has further damaged ties between Iran and Saudi Arabia. I'm Sarah Williams.
That's the latest world news from VOA.